From the heart of Europe to the world, RTI.
Welcome, boys and girls, to Postcard from Poprad. A very beautiful day it is here in sunny Slovakia at the base of the Tatry Mountains with me, Eric Wiltshire, and the birds are singing. I've had cakes brought to me this morning, flowers given to me this morning. The sun has got his hat on. Hip, 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 hooray. Oh, sorry. And across the pond, my poor, long-suffering co-partner in the programme, he keeps trying to swim across the North Sea. I tell him a boat's easier, but and it's a bit smelly in there as well. It is none other than Mr. Lee Banks.
Well, I'm really glad you've got caked and people come and visit you and everything's hunky-dory and the sun's got its hat on for you. I just had another power cut. I fell through the roof last week. Now I've had a power cut.
Well, if you will live like that, in a dishevelled mess, what do you expect?
Never, ever, ever have 21 rooms of house rebuilt around.
That's your fault, mate. If you want
seven months it's been going on.
My word. Before we forget, let's say hi to the guys in America in Talk Radio X-Lane. And, of course, replay. Beautiful people on RTI. And I found some... I've got to say hi to Katarina, who's over at the border between the Czech Republic and Slovakia, because there's more campus parties going on over there as well. My word.
No. Are we doing messages now, dear?
Well, we can do in a second. And, of course, hello to the nice people on Audio Boo, which is going bananas at the minute, because there's lots more people joining us on there. So it's lovely to have you with you, wherever you are in the world. I hope you're having
and
a wonderful...
you are. I'm just widening your circle of friends.
And whoever you are.
Well, you've managed to
hang on, what was that from?
What was what from?
That phrase was used by a radio person or a song.
It's a dirty joke that I cleaned up.
No. Oh. Wherever you are. It's something to do with radio.
Oh, hang on. I got that then.
Yes.
Again, in that gorgeous little camp voice.
Oh, stop it. We got to say hi to... who was it who sent me the note? I can't remember. Was it Richard? Richard?
Yeah.
Or somebody? Richard. Talking about cannon and ball. Who we mentioned last week, as we said, you little liar.
Yeah.
So thank you very much indeed for that. That put us out of our misery. But of course, you could be lying.
I wish somebody had put Canada ball out. Have you seen him recently?
No, thank God. I live in Slovakia.
No, you're just pointing it out, and I live in a ruin.
Yes. Something to be said for that little mark, isn't it? Anyway.
It's romantic and poetic, though.
What? Living in a dump?
I don't live in a dump, I live in a ruin. Will you get on with this show?
Tomato, tomato, ruin, dump. What do you want?
First time, headphones have just fell off. microphones come out.
Anyway, first of all, I've got to apologise to the world.
Yes, you have.
What have I done? I'm really sorry, world. He doesn't know this yet, but I've been talking to a group of Slovak hoteliers. It's kind of like a club for people that run hotels and stuff like that, and
right.
What is called pensions over in Germany, or privates. And
they're all pensioners?
No, Iria. See, you're so typically English, aren't you? You're just so... You're just
so... Mancunian. I can't be anything. Where else could I be from if I'm a Mancunian?
Well, that's very true. But a pension is like a bed and breakfast type establishment in the UK, which, of course, is the only place that they use bed and breakfast, isn't it?
If you're on a pension and you're getting that means you're in a hole.
Anyway, back to the plot. Sorry, world. I have to apologise because we...
And I'm sorry too.
Because, as you know... Last year we made some videos about Slovakia, which you can see on hightatras.tv, and they starred, well, I use the term loosely, they starred Lee G. Banks, didn't they?
That's me.
That's you.
Are we talking about me?
We are talking about you.
Oh,
I don't know why we're talking about you, but...
Why are you talking about me? What have you done to me behind me back? 1,000 miles away when I couldn't get you.
Well, the truth is that last year, boys and girls, the poor producer. Oh, so much sympathy for the producer.
The poor producer.
had to produce Mr. Banks on camera.
He was the Terminator of talent.
weekend, we filmed Mr. Banks in various parts of Slovakia.
Various positions.
Across, in the most beautiful parts. They were beautiful until we stuck him in front of the camera. And now apparently a group of Slovak hoteliers are going to put those videos on their websites as well, which is why I'm apologising to the world. Yes.
I'm sorry to the world too, because if we'd known that was going to happen, we'd have got somebody else other than Eric to produce them.
I knew that was coming. I did indeed. So you'll see Mr. Banks on various hotel websites from Slovakia soon. What have I done? Anyway,
that's wonderful. Thank you. I wasn't saying it was horrible about that. Dan's just climbed up the ladder and dribbled white stuff all down my wall.
Not going there.
He's like sealing my windows with it.
Yes.
Anyway, no, I'm really pleased. So we're doing videos on hotel websites now, are we?
Yes. Well, you are.
I think that's wonderful. I am.
Well, you're starring in them. I'm not.
The backroom girl, aren't you? I forgot. Yeah, the backroom girl, you. Woohoo! I'm the star. Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful, Eric.
Do you know, there's a word in Slovak that suits you. I'm going to teach everybody in the world one word in Slovak.
For me.
Yes. And the word, Lee, is ja.
Ja.
Yes. Now say it 3 or 4 times.
Ja, boom.
No. Just say it 3, 4, 5, say 6 times.
Because I'll be a yes man.
No, you won't.
Ja. Ja. Ja.
Yeah, that's about right, actually. The inference on your voice is perfect. Do you know what it means?
It means me, me, me.
Correct.
Anyway, that's enough about me. What do you think about me?
No comment. Anyway, I want to do a couple of quick thank yous. This one is...
I've got something to do too. Don't leave me out.
I won't.
I'm feeling very lonely today.
This one's going to be serious, boys and girls. Because there was a bit of frivolity about this. And this particular week, it's the 70th anniversary of a little armada, which were colloquially known as the small boats. They sailed across the English Channel 70 years ago to Dunkirk when the Allied forces were literally on the sand of Dunkirk being pushed back by the Nazis, and there was nowhere for them to go. When the German planes came across and bombed a lot of the bigger craft, these tiny little fishing boats, we're talking the kind of fishing boats where you have one or two people on them and they go out and with their small nets, and it's very small sort of craft. The original craft went out and they sailed across. They took some veterans with them from World War II. And I have to just say, bless them all. And I really mean that. Because if it wasn't for people like that, if it wasn't for the Dunkirk spirit, life across the whole of Europe would be a very, very different place to what it is now. And I certainly wouldn't be sitting here talking to Mr. Banks, and I probably wouldn't have been talking to him in English anyway. I just want to say a heartfelt thanks to you. If there's any young people listening, I don't like war. I'm not promoting it. I'm not saying it's a good thing. But I don't think we should forget the people that gave us the freedom, because I think they're the really important people. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, do have a look at the history 70 years ago when the small boats came across the English Channel and rescued, it was well over 200,000 soldiers from Dunkirk, took them back to the UK. They regrouped, and eventually Europe was freed, as we know, several years later. So we owe them a huge amount of gratitude for what they've done, and I just want to mark the week, because it's 70 years ago this week that those small boats sailed across the English Channel. They had no armaments. There's nothing they could. They were like sitting ducks, but they carried on and they went over and over, and they brought the boys back. And you are real heroes in my book. I want to do while we're on this note, if you remember, we were talking to a young lady called Hannah. A couple of weeks ago, a very traumatic story. I can report to you because she sent me a note on Facebook to tell me that apparently she's come through the operation, which mm-hmm. was the amputation that she had to suffer. She's come out of the operation. She's okay. Obviously quite sedated at the moment. But she's in hospital. The operation has been a success. So we wish her all the best for the future.
Of course we do. Yeah.
And hope everything comes along really, 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 really nicely. Anyway.
Just one thing very quickly on what you were saying there, because you did say before that quite rightly that you don't support war, and neither do I.
Hmm.
But I think it is worth pointing out that these people we're talking about, the people who went to Dunkirk and Hannah and lots of other people that, you know, between us, we've both met recently.
Yep.
They go out there and they do their best. They do a really good job to protect our way of life. And I think people do forget about it because it's taking place in Afghanistan and all over the world. They forget what these people do. They stand up every day and put their lives on the line.
They do.
Us.
You're right, Lee. They do indeed. And we do thank them for that immensely. You've got some hellos to do, haven't you, mate? Let's move on to a couple of those.
Have I?
Yes.
Let's have a look. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I have to explain that having had a power cut and fallen through my roof, and actually on Wednesday I flooded the kitchen, through which we've just had fitted, so I'm not very popular at the moment.
You flooded the kitchen? You?
I flooded the kitchen. I have to hold my hands up.
Oh,
I went upstairs, right, in the new bathroom, with all this, and it looked a bit dirty because of all the work that's going on around it. So I wiped the bath, whatever that thing's called that you put your hands in to wash them, wash basin. And I wiped it. And as I walked out, I flung the cloth that I'd wiped the wash basin with back into the sink.
Yes.
And forgot to turn the hot tap off.
Pillock!
I know. Dan the building man, who's up his ladder, dribbling white stuff down my wall as he's fitted my window for some reason.
Yep.
Stuck a bath underneath, and you know, honestly, he swears that he collected 55 gallons of water before it stopped running.
Oh my word.
Anyway,
they must love
the
you.
Messages.
Yes. Onwards and upwards, Carruthers.
We have, sorry about the cough then, that's all the dust that's in the house at the moment.
Uh-huh.
Jenna, we have a message off Jenna.
Yes.
A lovely, lovely Jenna. She says, oh right, Jenna, thank you very much. She says, I go on a bit. Do you mean you, Jenna, or do you mean me?
I think she means
anyway,
you.
Yeah, right. Anyway, but she approved of last week's show because she said I could actually hear it. And then what
actually,
did you do?
Thinking about it, I did notice last week that you didn't say very much.
Didn't I?
No.
Why?
In fact, I'd have to say, being very serious about this as a media monitor... and correspondent on the and correspondent on the subject. I think because you had lots of internet problems last week, because all the builders are in. I doubt if you had less than 2% contribution to the program.
Why? Where did you get that from?
Well, because that's how much you spoke, and therefore, yes, Jen, I can understand what you're saying. My voice is clear. His is rubbish. No problem.
Right, well, I'll tell you what, then. I'll make up for it this time. You won't get a word in edgeways.
You're so predictable,
right,
honey.
I am moving on. There's the Duke. We have a message off the Duke.
Hello, Dookie boys.
Hello, Dookie boy. Duke and I are on the radio together tonight.
Uh-oh. Sorry, Duke.
Yeah.
Sorry, Duke.
What? Eric,
what?
Will you leave me alone? You know I'm a sensitive, artistic sort.
Well, I know that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you just pick it on me.
Sorry,
pick
Duke.
Pick it on me all the time. Pick, pick, pick. Pick, pick, pick. What was that song? Pick, 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 pick in.
No, that's Chicken, dear boy.
That's an advert, yeah.
It's called anyway. Chick, 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 Chicken. Lay a little egg for me.
For me. Chick, 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 Chicken. Right, anyway.
Don't worry, boys and girls, it's his age.
It's not my age, it's my chicken. Anyway, the Duke says...
Yes.
He means me and you,
uh-huh.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he does mean you. I think he just means me. You even made my mother laugh. That must be you. She must have looked on the internet and seen a photograph of you.
Nice,
yeah, anyway.
Nice try, Mr. Bates. Yes. Not bad.
Well, I don't have any... Hey?
What?
That dude? What are you talking about? Oh, he says, keep it up, gents. Then he makes a rude joke about what he just said.
Well, we won't say anything. No, we won't do anything about that then, though. No, because we are responsible broadcasters, as you understand.
Absolutely. We don't do things about having problems in that direction, do we?
Right. Another chance.
Can't we have another?
Oh, gosh.
See, you're not going to get a word in anyway. You started this. You started this. Right. Colin and Em. Colin and Em. Right. Colin and Em. They've only just got their internet connection connected.
Who?
And they're Colin and M.
Colin and M.
That's my Mancunian accent.
Could you say it with a little bit more decorum, dear boy?
No, they're called Cooper, actually. And Mancunians can't say Colin and M. It's impossible to say in a Mancunian accent. You have to say Colin and M.
Colin and M.
You sound like a dog with a hair lip.
No, you don't. You sound like somebody with a cold, like the old advert.
That was it. I got cold.
Uh-huh.
It's because we're brought up in mills.
Don't worry, Australia. Don't worry, America. Don't worry, the Far East. I'll try and translate this in the next programme for you into English.
Yeah, that's it. We could have subtitles on the radio. Right. Colin and them, right?
Yes.
Not M&M, M. I know a joke about that. What did the Muppet say when it went into the sandwich shop?
I don't know. What did the Muppet say when it went into the sandwich shop?
I'll have an M. I'll have an M.
Did you say you got some more messages?
Right, Colin and M, right. They've just got their internet connected.
Eureka!
Yeah! And they're listening to the show, and they're off to enter. Ah, you missed the word the out there, Colin and M. That's wrong. It actually says they're off to enter the Lady Gaga competition. Unfortunately, you missed the word the out.
Right. We'll come on to that in a bit, Lee, I think, because we need to do a bit of clarification for people, don't we?
We do. Should I do it for you? Should I do the thing?
Well, I'll tell you what we're doing. In part two of the programme, we'll do a play-along with Lee trying to use the internet.
That'll be funny, because I tell you what, if you people out there can't do it, I don't have a cat in hell's chance.
No, indeed so.
It's simple, actually.
Yes.
Anyway, last message from me. You're not going to get a word in. You will never be able to speak in this programme. I'm promising you.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you ready? Ready? Next message. Next message from moi, not from you, right? Dan, the building man.
Yes.
Oh, bloody, I wish I'd not read all these messages. I wish I'd read them first before I said them.
Great professional, Lee.
Dan, the building man, says, I hate working for a radio star. He's never got any money.
That's about right, actually. Got to say hello to Brian, who's just found us, as a number of you guys have done, from an old radio station I used to be on in years ago, called Quality Europe FM, which apparently has gone up on Wikipedia and various other places. And because of that,
they still exist.
What? Wikipedia?
No, Wikipedia exists, don't it? No, that radio station.
No. Quality Europe FM died in...
Poor quality, then.
Yes. No. Actually, it was really funny, because I was always getting into trouble with the boss. Always.
Because getting your boss into trouble.
Well, because Quality Europe FM was what they call a sweet music station.
Yeah.
Which was everything I hate about radio stations.
Yeah.
So he booked me to go on in the middle of the night. And when everybody had gone to sleep, I used to play all the decent rock tracks.
What, because he wasn't listening?
Well, yeah, then I got caught, didn't I?
Now, what did they do to you?
Well, nothing really, because we had a good audience, and so they didn't really want to say anything. But it would go from up and sort of, there'd be all these, you know, sort of soft... The Seekers were on it. That was that kind of music, middle-of-the-road music. And there'd be some Elvis... I said the word.
Elvis. We've not talked about Elvis for ages.
I'll have to go and lie down now. Well, there was him.
I love Elvis.
And there was lots of the, you know, sort of the Victor Sylvester string thingies and all that sort of lift music, basically.
I used to like him in those cartoons with that little mouse.
But anyway, then we stuck some Wow Factor in it at night, and there was a bit of psychedelia, a bit of rock, a bit of pop.
Who did you play? Go on, yeah.
Everybody from, well, back that at that time, it would have been everybody from Oasis, because it was the Britpop era. Oasis, Cher, a bit of Pink...
Cher, middle of the road.
Get out of here.
Were you going to say Pink Floyd?
I was.
Pink Canary?
Pink Floyd.
Not bad.
See Emily play. I'll often play.
Oh, no.
Yes.
What about driving in a cave with a pick?
No. And I would play things, obscure tracks like Floyd's I've Got a Bike. I've got a bike, you can ride it if you like. And so on and so forth. So it was a big mix of stuff, but it was all up. It got power in it. And it really didn't go down that well because a lot of the other staff wanted to. They used to go, Eric's doing it, why can't I do it?
You've been such a rebel all your life, haven't you?
I am. Rebel, yeah, but that's why my ringtone's Born to be Wild by Steppenwolf, which I think is epitome. Anyway, onto some tech stuff, because, crikey, we're going into this programme. The iPad has been launched in the UK.
It has. Blinking heck, what a load of trouble that caused. Well, not trouble, but near riots as people tried to buy the iPad. It's like a little telly.
They don't know what they're letting themselves in for. Well, look.
Why?
This is the deal.
Are you going to be rude about them?
No, I'm not. Well, actually, I saw a television programme just this morning, actually, where the presenter was being incredibly horrible to them. Yeah, really. Really, really, very nasty.
They do look a bit unwieldy.
Well, okay.
It's like, you know, when you remember big mobile telephones you had to carry around with a handcart.
Did you?
They've almost gone back to that, haven't they?
No, with the bit that went through my mind. Years ago, boys and girls, there used to be a programme or a comedian working in the UK called Dom Jolly. Now, I know he went across to the USA and did the same stunts over there. And he had a mock-up of a mobile phone, which was about a metre big. If you could imagine, huge, great phone. And he would walk around big cities like London and New York and go on the metro and stuff like that. And while he was sitting there, and the filming was just watching other people react to him being silly. And it was brilliant, because he'd go, sorry, can't hear you, break it up, line's bad. And he would play with his huge, great phone, and everybody's going, what's going on here?
Isn't it funny when you think he's made a living out of having a big phone?
Yeah,
and it wasn't even real.
No, and I'm thinking iPhone by your ear. Yeah, that'll work. Well, iPad. But this is my point.
The iPad is too big. It's just you can't put it in your pocket. It's too big to go in your briefcase if you've got a briefcase. You put it down somewhere. It's like big phone. It would fit in a Dom Jolly phone.
It would fit in your briefcase. Not a problem. But let me do a comparison. But first of all, let's get some facts out of the way. You guys in America are going to wet yourselves. In the UK, a Wi-Fi only with 16 gigabytes of storage, which is smaller than the USB stick that I put in my pocket, will cost you £429, including VAT. There's a 32 gig one.
Blinkin' heck, that's a lot of money, isn't it?
Well, there's a really good one with 64 gigabytes on it for £600, which is going to turn into about 750 euros, something like that.
What can you do with 600 gigabytes that you can't do with 16?
Lots.
Like what?
Well, store videos.
No, I've led you in now. You're going to go on for hours and hours now.
Yeah. So you lose that argument. All right. So now come on to the next bit. The top of the range iPad, which is a 64 gigabyte Wi-Fi and 3G, because the basic models don't have. Well, 3G gives you internet connection when you're on the road from your mobile phone chip.
So if you're a tramp. Eric can eat a cough button. I've got a cough really bad.
We'll go.
I've just got to have a drink of water.
So, to get to the connect to the internet, the basic model, which is £429, only connects to the internet via Wi-Fi. So, if you're not in a Wi-Fi hotspot, you've got no internet connection. Basically, your iPad's not a lot of good. Number the top of the range, which is nearly £799, £700.
£700 for a Dom Jolly phone.
Yes, has 3G, but there's one problem with it.
What's that?
Your normal 3G card don't fit.
Well, so,
So you've got to get a micro SIM card from your mobile phone supplier to put into your iPad, otherwise it won't work.
And how much will that cost you?
Don't know yet, I'm not sure. But my point...
Will that be expensive?
No, I wouldn't have thought a lot of money, but the point is, it just, you know, it's another thing that drives you nuts. Now, a couple of months ago, our chairman was after what is called a netbook to take on holiday with him so he could stay in touch with the company. Very sensible thing to do. And he was absolutely flabbergasted because he's used to me spending lots of money on tech because I'm like that. I like me tech.
Yeah.
And for £250, we got him a netbook. Now, I know that you have to lift the cover up to look at the screen. I know it's marginally heavier than an iPad. It's got the same screen size as an iPad.
Yeah.
Admittedly, you do have to plug your dongle in if you want to use 3G, which is like a USB thing.
Yeah.
And
it's got to get your dongle in.
Yes. And agreed, it only had 160 gigabytes of storage. And it did only have just Wi-Fi on it. And it did only have Windows 7 operating system, which means you can do two things at once, which you can't do on the iPad. It only does one thing at a time. And regrettably, it only cost him £250.
Well, what a cheapskate.
So, you can have a 16 gigabit Wi-Fi only iPad for 429 quid, which doesn't even have a USB port on it, as far as I can gather. Right? Or you can have a marginally heavier, it's not as much as a bag of sugar difference, netbook with a 10-inch screen, which has Windows 7 operating system on it, you've got proper browsers on it, and you can watch Flash video, which the iPad doesn't. So a lot of videos you see on websites don't work.
Yeah.
Because it's not compatible. Or...
How jolly interesting this all is.
Get my drift.
I do.
Yes.
I do, honestly. I think it's brilliant.
I think the notion of the iPad is brilliant.
It's a big phone. It's just a fashion accessory. Jake Lee from Essex, right? He slept all night outside a shop, despite it being freezing cold, to get one.
Well, I'm not going to criticise you.
He was going to buy a 32 GB, but he ended up buying a 64 GB. What a load of rubbish.
I'm not...
It's a big phone.
I'm not...
And he doesn't do anything special, really. What does it do that's special?
Well, the basic model that he bought actually isn't a phone at all. You can't make a phone call on it.
Oh, well, that's really good for a phone, isn't it? Oh,
marvellous. Anyway, as I was saying, the iPad's out if you want to go and do it, whatever. But I just say to you, just go and have a look in your normal computer shop because you might find something that does equally as well. And think about this, boys and girls. You could buy a netbook and an iPhone for less money than you pay for an iPad. So you could get the benefits of the iPhone, which does have a lot of benefits, and have a netbook, so you've got the combination of everything that's around at the minute for less money than you'd actually pay for a basic 16 gigabit iPad. Makes you think, really, doesn't it? Very quickly, we move on to Facebook. Do have a look at Facebook. They've been getting in lots of trouble this past few weeks about privacy settings. I watched the founder of Facebook on his video blog.
The founder flounder.
Well, he was floundering a bit, I think. And they are going to make a lot of changes. So do look carefully at them if you want to, you know, keep your photos away from this person or that person. You'll have a whole page where you can choose what to do on Facebook soon. It's rolling out now.
And we don't go and fix that for us?
Yes, we can. The royal weed, the dear listener, means that, Eric, can you fix my Facebook for me, says Lee, because that's the way it goes. And after the break, we'll try and answer a question.
After the break already?
Yeah. After the break, we'll be answering a lot of questions which really annoys me a little bit, and Lee and I have spoken about this before, about the way Google keeps changing and why, and we'll try and put that into plain language for you, we hope, because it's not going to be easy.
Well, it should be. It should be all right, because it is quite interesting, actually.
Yeah, it is, actually.
People don't really understand what's going on.
No. So anyway,
I want to tell them about this phone number as well.
Oh, I know you do. Anyway, boys and girls, we'll be back after the break. That was Postcard from Pop Rap Part 1 with Lee Banks over there in...
Oh, it'd be a haunted house that's falling down around it, and it's got a Dan the Man in it.
He was switched on, wasn't he, boys and girls? And we are at Wiltshire at the base of the beautiful Tatras Mountains, and we'll be back faster than you can go and make that milkshake today. Promise. Don't go away.
This is RTI, from the heart of Europe to the world, the station of the stars.